This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of also Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. The certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is Monopoly game trivia. We all like the game Monopoly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, might have a shot today.
I think it came out from 1936 when the Depression happened. I think that's when Parker Brothers came out with it. So now the first thing we want to start off with this past weekend, and still going on now, we're recording a little early this week, but devastating fires in Northern California, and our definitely our thoughts go out to everyone who's been affected. I know of at least two families personally who have lost their homes.
Well, we're generally a real estate show here and talk about real estate investing, and a lot of folks lost their home. In fact, I heard a horrible story this morning of a family that my daughter knows that lost their home in that big fire 2 years ago that was up in Lake County.
Right.
And
yeah.
then
yeah.
lost their current home.
Oh, my gosh.
This past week.
Jeez.
In Santa Rosa. Yeah, it is. It is terrible. And you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of conversations I'm sure you all out there are having as well. It's like we've got we had the hurricanes in Florida. Then we had another one that devastated Cuba. Then we've got the
Mexico.
What happened in Las Vegas, which, of course, we don't want to get into because that's a horrible story. And then now we've got the wildfires out here in California. And, you know, it's interesting when things like this, events like this happen, it tends to make people very conservative when it comes to making decisions, which include investments. And I think back to 2008, shortly after I started Pacific Private Money in the summer of 2008, then October came around and we had the whole financial meltdown where Lehman Brothers and the stock market crashed and all kinds of stuff. And I had just started my own private lending practice after working in private lending with another firm for about a year and a half. And I remember shortly after that happened, many of my then note investors were saying basically the same thing. And what it amounted to was, you know what, I think I'm going to sit on the sidelines for a bit and see how this shakes out. Now, we're not talking about necessarily an economic event here, although it does have economic, it does have parts of you know, the economy are going to be impacted by this. In fact, many parts of the economy are being impacted in both a negative and then a positive way going into the future as
all
contractors and rehabbers and all the money that comes in to rebuild. That's certainly going to be a positive thing. But still, nonetheless, you know, we're at a point now where people are going, well, maybe it's time to get a little bit more conservative. And I will tell you that as a person, as a fund manager who runs a debt fund, and I know a lot of people are a little bit nervous about real estate in general, about being an equity investor in real estate or not being able to find real estate investments that make sense because of the pricing. And then you've got the stock market that continues to go up. And if you're in stocks, you've had a really good run the last 2 years. But, you know, what's the upside? What's the potential for the
future? From this point forward.
From this point forward, right. You got to look, you know, you're always looking forward. You know, what's 2018 look like? And so far, the tea leaves would indicate that real estate seems to be a fairly steady, although we don't know how much more appreciation we're going to get. And again, prices are pretty high right now. So we're really liking lending as an investment strategy in debt funds.
Let me ask you, and not trying to be insensitive to anybody, but I got to think that you've had at least a few investors call to find out how safe their investment
is? More than just a few. So this past week, we had phone calls and emails asking, you know, about the portfolio in our primary fund, the Pacific Private Money Fund, which many of you listeners have heard us talk about before. So we've got 85 loans in the fund secured by 85 properties. And we did take a peek at, of course, at the list of loans in Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Rosa, the affected areas. And as it turns out, we have a lot loan that was impacted, but because it was on land, it wasn't necessarily the devaluation. But it brings up a good point in that, you know, there's a lot of insurable types of calamities that happen in California. Oftentimes we get questions like about earthquake insurance. Do you guys have earthquake insurance? Well, sometimes we do. We don't require it as a lender, but as a lender, we do require hazard insurance, and hazard insurance always includes fire. So any good lender worth his salt is on top of and has a department that's on top of making sure that all of the loans, all of the homes that your loans are secured by have adequate insurance, have adequate fire insurance coverage. And the time to find out that you don't is not after an event like happens.
So after a fire, what's the next step from your standpoint as a fund manager? If there is, let's say, a house that you lent on that burnt to the ground?
Well, generally, we would have coverage as a mortgagee loss payee is what it's called. And so we would have coverage that would give the opportunity oftentimes to the insured to pay our loan off, or we would negotiate with the borrower and their insured to allow them to rebuild. Again, we haven't been through that process before, but you know, we would defer to our excellent legal counsel, who is very up on private lender law and collateral law. So these are things that, you know, one thing for certain, companies like Pacific Private Money were very concerned about the human element. And so we would work with the families.
But at least from the financial end, you wouldn't be hurt because the fire insurance is going to at least cover your loan.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We are talking Monopoly game trivia here. Remember Monopoly? Okay. In the B&O Railroad, remember there's four railroads, B&O. What does B and O stand for? It's not B-O, it's B and O. Okay. call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that free tanning certificate. Again, here's the question. In the game Monopoly, in B&O Railroad, what does B and O stand for? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150, or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. First trivia question was, we're talking Monopoly all day today. Remember Monopoly in the B&O Railroad? What does B&O stand for?
I have no clue.
Having a clue.
Baltimore and Ohio. I didn't know that either.
Baltimore and Ohio.
I guess
railroad.
So. That was a railroad there. But we want to make a quick mention here. Okay, you guys teased me a couple of weeks ago about Go Girl, right?
Yes.
So, okay, I know it's a pink
it's
little can.
It's a drink.
Cans.
Go Girl.
Yeah. Go Girl, yeah. Go Girl. Okay, so it's, you know, those like those sugary energy drinks mm-hmm. that either taste nasty or have too much sugar or they make you crash afterward? Well, I got to tell you, Go Girl doesn't do that. It's this pink drink. I mean, it's pink in the can, it's pink in the thing, and yeah, I'm a guy, and I love it.
Tab doesn't do that to you either?
No, Tab does not do that to me. Okay, because it's the original drink, it's sugar-free, and it tastes very good. It only has 5 calories per can, and it's not very expensive, and there's no crash afterwards. So it's got the best of all worlds, and go to most grocery stores, they carry it. I know Safeway does.
And if you're manly enough.
If you're manly enough to drink a pink drink, you go.
You go, girl.
Go, girl. I get a six pack. That's great. I like that. Okay. So, Mark, you know, we were starting to talk on the very beginning about the devastating fires in Northern California and how a lot of times people will now reflect on being conservative with their investments during catastrophes. Let's continue on with being conservative.
Right. So in a major catastrophic event, whether it's economic or in this case, we've got Mother Nature wreaking havoc, people will oftentimes get conservative or even worse, they will revert to indecision and not make any choices. And so, you know, what I like to talk a little bit about is if you are looking to be a little bit more conservative for a lot of very good reasons, looking forward, you know, one being that we've been in a very long business cycle and we've been in a very long real estate cycle, historically speaking. And, you know, if you believe that, you know, what's the next shoe to drop? You know, we've had these, you know, Mother Nature events and, you know, are we looking at maybe a stock market correction imminently or some turn in the economy? You know, what can I do with my investments that would be more conservative in nature if I'm concerned about, you know, equities and prices? And that's one of the reasons why we're big promoters of debt funds, also known as mortgage pool funds. And at Pacific Private Money, we have several debt funds, but our primary fund is, we call it the Pacific Private Money Fund. And we've been talking about it on the show for years now. In fact, we've been talking about it for 4 years because we launched the fund about 4.5 years ago. And in that 4 years, we've been pretty consistently producing a yield net to our investors right around 8%, sometimes a little bit above, sometimes a little bit below. It fluctuates because we do, you know, a monthly distribution, a monthly profit calculation. We distribute the profits every month. It starts out with a share price of $1,000 and it grows as the interest income or other incomes come in, and we distribute that income every month. And it's conservative in nature because we only make loans with the money in that fund, and we only loan to a certain value that we believe is conservative, 70% loan to value or loan to purchase price or less. And in fact, the weighted average of all of the 85 loans in the fund today stands at right around 55% loan to value. So you've got a relatively conservative fund. You know, we're not an equity investor. We're not reliant on the real estate prices continuing to appreciate. In fact, if real estate prices flatten out or if real estate prices even begin to dip a little bit next year, which I'm not predicting, but let's say they do. Let's say it all of a sudden goes from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And when it happens, it's going to happen quickly and it's not going to be generally anticipated, which is usually how these markets, how these changes typically occur. But we're not concerned about that because we're lending, our loans are collateralized by the real estate at conservative loans to value. And yes, we care that our borrower clients are able to execute the strategy that they intended to do when they borrowed from us, borrowed one of our, what are generally speaking to be short-term real estate loans that we make to real estate investors and consumers looking to buy homes. You know, we're not really impacted by the trend of real estate pricing, whether it's going up, going down, or whether it's flat.
Is that because it's such short-term in nature?
Well, that's one reason. You know, one reason is because we're conservative on our loan-to-values, number one. Number two is because, as you just said, Edward, it's because our loans are short-term. And because if you recall, the real estate market crash wasn't really a crash. It started in 2007 and bottomed out sometime in 2010 or 11. So you had this downturn that was over a 3 or 4 year period. It didn't all happen overnight. Housing did not lose valuation of 50% in those markets that did go down that far. That did not happen in 12 months, didn't happen in 24 months. It took a while for that to happen. And so we tend to make 12-month loans that get paid off in less than a year. People use our money for basically for like a bridge loan. You've heard the term bridge loan out there, and it means different things to different lenders, but it's generally used by the public to mean, I just need a short-term loan. I just need a bridge to an event that's going to happen. I'm going to sell the property, or I'm going to refinance conventionally, or I'm going to win the lottery or something. That one we typically don't use as a lending, lending guide. Yeah, that's not a viable exit strategy. We look for a viable exit strategy. We're all about making short-term loans secured by real estate to people who have a short-term need for our money. And that's why we consider the Pacific Private Money Fund to be a relatively conservative fund. And so for more information on how that works, give us a call. We do webinars, we do live events, and of course you can call us anytime and we'll email you information about the Pacific Private Money Fund. We're at pacificprivatemoney.com. Go to the invest page.
And when we come back, Nam Phan is going to give us a deal of the week, kind of gives an explanation as to the type of loans that Pacific Private Money makes and how investors can participate in those. All right, here's our second trivia question about the game Monopoly. We all know Boardwalk and Park Place are the most expensive on the board, but which two are the least expensive? Remember, it's right after Go, right?
Yeah.
All right. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that 5-pack tanning certificate. So here's our question. We all know Boardwalk and Park Place are the most expensive on the board, but they're talking Monopoly. Which two are the least expensive? All right? So don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning the Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms. But do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, your lenders in town. Okay, Monopoly. We all know Boardwalk and Park Place are the most expensive on the board, but which two are the least expensive?
Is Baltic one of them?
Baltic Avenue, and the cheaper one is just before that. Mediterranean. Remember, oh, it's Mediterranean. Purple. Mediterranean no. Avenue. Okay. We want to ask you for the deal of the week, because we want to basically explain to the audience, you know, why, you know, Mark was saying that, you know, he's been able to pay the investors around 8%. And so right. I'm thinking, well, if you obviously don't do this for free, you got to be charging more than that. You know, like what kind of people are borrowing from you? So
sure.
give us an example of deal of the week.
Yeah. And, you know, something we were talking about earlier, Mark was with, you know, bridge loans, something we do very often. So deal of the week this week was a purchase bridge. However, it's a purchase bridge with a cross, and on top of that was a short sale. So we don't see that many short sales these days. We used to see a lot more.
I assume you're not talking a church when you said it's got a cross.
Right. No. That means there's another property involved.
Two properties. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
So the purchase price on this was $550, but we made a loan of $575. So actually it was 105% of the purchase price.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, there's more to it.
Yeah, Mark's going, wait a minute, this is my company, and what are you doing?
Yeah, oops, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? We'll talk about that later. No, but seriously. So in this case, it was a short sale. The loan was made above the purchase price, partially to cover the fees of the short sale. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in this case, the reason why we were able to do a loan of 105% was that the borrower also bought in another property that they used for collateral or equity.
So they had another property that was free and clear that had enough equity to cover making a loan that was more than 100% of the target purchase price.
Exactly. Gotcha. So for us, you know, if the combined loan to value of the properties being crossed is 70% or less, okay, then oftentimes that's the gives us the green light to be able to make a loan up to up to 100% of the purchase price or more. In this case, the combined loan to value on this particular scenario is 53%. So there was
that's
a lot
awesome.
Of equity.
Yeah. Okay. So the house that the lady was living in to begin with was worth 500 and something thousand. And purchased another property of 500 and something thousand, and so you lent her a little over that 500 to cover the purchase of the new house, but she put up both properties as collateral.
Exactly.
And
so
I get it.
The both properties value combined was $1,081,000.
And as far as we know, no banks will make this type of loan, right? They won't. They generally say no to a loan application that would require them to cross two properties versus just one.
And correct. Here's the funny thing is that, you know, I know we've talked in the past about loans that you've done where someone lives in a house, wants to purchase a new house, hasn't sold the old house. And a lot of times the banks won't lend because a person doesn't qualify for two mortgages.
Right.
In this case, they only have to qualify for one because the first one was free and clear.
Exactly.
The existing house.
Yeah.
And yet the bank wouldn't fund because you're making a loan of more than 100% of the target property.
The target, right. And that's what's really important to understand the difference. We solve for making loans when our loan is collateralized at 70% of market value or less. We can do that by combining two or more properties. So we can do 100% or even more than 100% of the target purchase price. We can loan you. So while we can say we can do 100% target financing, it's not actually doing 100% financing per se, because as from a lender's point of view, we have sufficient collateral, and that's what we always solve for.
And just to add to that too, you and I did a presentation to the Marin Association of Realtors earlier this week. And whenever we tell the story, and we can't tell it fast enough, oftentimes the realtors in this case, they're like, wow, I didn't realize there was a solution for somebody whose home is on the market and they're looking to purchase, and you know, they can't, the timing of the two doesn't allow for them to be able to close on both and use the proceeds from, you know, from their first home towards the purchase.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's not like we're like, you know, bending space here or doing something that's like completely unheard of. Yet when we do these presentations in front of realtors and mortgage brokers, they don't realize that this product is available, and they don't realize it's available because they may have some in-house, you know, so-called hard money people, or they might have a go-to company that for hard money for investment purposes. But most private lenders, most alternative finance providers will not do anything on the owner-occupied side of the lending spectrum because of the additional licensing and all the new predatory lending acts. They either believe they can't do it legally, or they just haven't spent the time to get the proper licensing and the education. And of course, we've done that at Pacific Private Money, and we're one of a handful of lenders in the Bay Area that know how to be compliant with Dodd-Frank and RESPA and TRID and all those really ugly things that make lending much more difficult today than it was 10 years ago. In some ways, that's a good thing.
Right.
And so it's actually been a silver lining for Pacific Private Money, because we actually decided a number of years ago that we were going to focus on learning how to properly and legally continue to make loans on owner-occupied properties. And we found that many in the industry, the alternative lending industry, the private lending industry, the hard money lending industry, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. Many of those guys decided that they were no longer going to make loans on owner-occupied homes because of all the new predatory lending laws. So, you know, that's just amazing to us that we can go to these events and find out that mortgage brokers and realtors, you know, aren't aware of our product. So That's kind of, you know, what we do in the company is, you know, we're marketing like crazy.
Yeah.
Let people know, hey, it's an option for your client.
Right. And if you ever want us to present, if you're a realtor or mortgage broker listening, we're happy to do a lunch and learn. Bring lunch to your office, and during your lunch hour, we can give you a presentation on what you can do with private money.
Yeah, because you can save a lot of transactions that the realtor might have or mortgage broker would have lost and just had to say no.
Right, right. And in this kind of market, especially for the borrower, there aren't that many opportunities to get into a property just because the housing market's still pretty hot and inventory is low. So you want to exhaust all avenues for getting that purchase.
And even for the bankers out there who are thinking, well, unfortunately, Mr. Borrower can't qualify with me. And rather than just saying no, they might as well refer to you, because you'll end up referring it back to the bank.
Right, for the refinance once they get into
it. Right. We don't compete with banks and mortgage brokers. We are a short-term solution, and we have a refer and recapture program with mortgage brokers that they will always get, they will always retain their client. They will always have the opportunity to take them out, because we actually are not in the conventional financing business. And so we don't compete with mortgage brokers.
You know, and some private lenders have competing conventional products too. So,
yes,
you know, we don't. We specialize just in private money, and we don't compete with banks.
Okay. When we come back, we've got a couple of interesting emails for both Mark and Nam talking about why it's so difficult to find individual notes and investing in the fund. How quickly does the money get utilized? Thank you. Okay, here's our last trivia question about Monopoly. This one's a little bit easier. What is the largest bill denomination in Monopoly? Remember, they've got all kinds of different bills. Remember what colors they are and all that? Okay, that's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What is the largest bill denomination in the game Monopoly? If you're the first caller with the answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Call 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
You know those energy drinks that either taste nasty or have too much sugar and you crash afterwards? Let me tell you about Go Girl. Personally, I love their original sugar-free drink. Yeah, I'm a guy, but it's one of the few drinks I found that give me energy, have no sugar, and the best part, it tastes great. Only 5 calories per can. Most grocery stores carry it. And oh, by the way, it's not expensive. That's Go Girl Energy Drink.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Klonf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Last trivia question that we asked about Monopoly was, what is the largest bill denomination?
50?
500.
500. Very good. What color is it?
Is it orange?
Yes. I remember, because I think cream color was 100.
I was going to say pink, but I thought, no, they wouldn't.
No, the $5 ones are the pinks. Okay.
Useless.
So we got a couple of emails here. Mark, this one's probably right up your alley. It says, why is it so hard for me to find individual notes? My broker is no help.
So the question is about how to buy individual trust deed secured notes or individual mortgage notes, also known as trust deed investing, if you've ever heard that term and wasn't sure what it meant. It meant that that person invested in promissory notes or notes secured by deeds of trust, also referred to as a trust deed. And when I first started in this business in 2008, the only product that I offered to investors was a trust deed, basically a trust deed secured note on property in California. And as Pacific Private Money grew in size and we got more investors and more loan volume, we decided to launch a fund, a mortgage pool fund in 2013, because it got to the point where there were so many investors fighting over the same, smallish pool of loans. I was at that time maybe originating maybe 10 units a month, 10 loans per month. And, you know, it had been on my radar to do a fund, and I knew that it was the most efficient way for a company to actually conduct business and make loans to the public. But a number of my investors, you know, they're not fans of mortgage pool funds. And if you're an experienced trustee investor, you may not be either. You like the idea of being in control. You like the idea of being actively involved in choosing the note that your money gets invested in. Here's the challenge. We're 10 years into, you know, paltry savings rates. You don't get any money from the bank. CDs are ridiculously low. Money market funds pay low interest. So more and more capital has been entering the space of note investing. And so now, today, 2017, you know, we're actually seeing maybe even fewer note investing opportunities than you may have seen 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. A couple of reasons for that. One is that there's, you know, more lenders entering the space that are already well capitalized and are not selling their notes. And number two is the fix and flippers. That volume of loans has actually gone down, while loans to individuals, to homeowners have gone up. So, you know, make a long story short, which is hard for me to do, is that there's just a lot more competition for private trust deeds today than there was. And we see that here at Pacific Private Money, because we get calls every week from people going, you guys still in business? What's going on? I don't see any products from you guys anymore. And we say, well, you know, loans first go to our fund before they go to our individual investors. And we've had a lot more individual investors sign up for our note investing program. So now, you know, there's a, you know, there's a fire drill every time we get one. We get people clamoring over them, fighting over them. So it's just, it's, you know, there's two ways to invest in, you know, mortgage secured notes. One is directly by investing directly in the note. The second one is through a mortgage pool fund. There's, it's, you know, we've taken whole episodes of the Best of Investing radio show in the past to compare and contrast the difference between note investing versus fund investing. So I won't get into that now. But the answer to the question, why am I not seeing a number of notes, is because nobody is seeing a lot of note investment, individual note investment opportunities today. It's a declining market. Companies like ours, who are becoming better capitalized through mortgage pool funds and other sources of capital, are able to close these loans without having to offer them up to individuals. So, and then I'm going to finish this question with one announcement. It's not quite open for business yet, but we're about a couple of weeks away from launching a website portal, privatemoneyloans.com, privatemoneyloans.com. Will be an area for people to, will be a vehicle for purchasing individual notes. We're actually going to start selling notes from our fund to help us create some liquidity for future deals. And we're going to be selling those on privatemoneyloans.com. So stay tuned for further announcements, or go check it out because the beta site is up and running.
Very good. And again, if people want to get a hold of you,
pacificprivatemoney.com or 415-883-2150. Call us anytime for more information.
Okay. And Nam, we have a question here, kind of dovetails to that, is, okay, if I invest in your fund, will my investment go to work right away, or is there a waiting period?
Yeah, great question. We get that all the time. So essentially, answer is, it does, when you first invest with us, you're investing into our subscription account, which is a holding account. It's non-interest bearing. And we'll deploy those funds into our operating account when we have the need. Typically, though, that's a 2 to 6 week time period, depending on the time of year. And what triggers that deployment are new loans coming in, or payoffs, or redemptions. So whenever we need the funds, we will pull them out of the subscription account. So it's first come, first serve basis. So as new subscriptions come in, those are the first, you know, the oldest ones in the subscription account are the first to be deployed into the operating.
So. And then if you have a loan pay off, does my money get deactivated?
No, not at all. Once your funds are in the operating account, they're in the account. But your question about, you know, when a loan pays off, that fund, those funds become available, and we have to deploy those first before we...
You have to redeem... You redeem anybody who wants to redeem. Okay.
Yeah.
And then deploy it back into another loan.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. What's the minimum investment?
$50,000.
Okay. Is there any load going in or out?
Nope. There's a 1 year lockup period. So okay. 12 months. It's actually the lowest we can go by regulation. Okay. Beyond that, if somebody has their money in for over 12 months, over a year, then they just call us up when they want a redemption. And again, it takes a few weeks.
So you have had some redemption?
Some, but a pretty small number. Most of our investors are actually adding to their investment.
Well, if I'm earning 8%, which I am because I'm an investor, I don't want to pull my funds out either.
A surprising number of people have kept their accounts open with us with little to no redemptions over the last 4 years. And I would have thought the redemption activity might have been a little bit more. And that just goes to show you that, you know, as far as our investors go, they're not finding better places to park their money for a conservative, secure return.
See, that's the thing, because even though, you know, everyone's watching the stock market go up, the interesting thing is you haven't had that many redemptions. People aren't saying, gosh, I wish I would have invested in the stock market at a higher rate. They like the conservativeness and the fact that the principal doesn't fluctuate.
And I, you know, truth be told, I think if you asked a few people, hey, do you wish you had put your money in the market 2 years ago? Yeah. They'd go, I missed that run up. But, you know, it'd be, it's, I think it's pretty tough to pull your money out of a well-secured 8% yield that doesn't look like it's going to, there's no reason to believe it's going to fluctuate going forward based on demand and based on our understanding of the real estate market. But stocks, you know, stock market, all bets are off. I mean, who knows when we're going to have a correction that everyone keeps predicting.
Yeah. And I've heard from a couple of investors who have cornered me, so to speak. And they said, you know, they said this is their favorite investment because they just like that every single month the check comes
very
in like
steady.
Clockwork.
And they love my newsletter. I write a monthly newsletter to my investors every single month. I not only do I give all of the performance numbers for the fund, but I usually include some stories, some information about what we're seeing, what we're hearing, what I'm reading, and what I'm listening to on podcasts as I watch the market closely as we keep our ear to the ground and reading the tea leaves for you know, any upcoming changes in the economy.
It's a fairly simple investment. Basically, investors are the bank.
Yeah,
right. All you're doing is making loans. All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. So, Nam, do you have any events coming up where people can learn more information?
Yeah, well, we have an event coming up. This one is a webinar. So anyone anywhere can participate. It's on November 1st from 5 to 6 p.m. To register for it, give us a call, 415-883-2150, or you can go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com and register there.
Okay, so they'll learn about investing in the fund.
Yep. And the last one we had was in Mountain View, and that was a live event. Good and great attendance and a lot of interest. So this next one is to be able to reach a broader audience, those who aren't local or can't make the trek to our Novato office here.
And during that webinar, we basically talk about, you know, how a mortgage pool fund works, why anybody would, you know, borrow from us at the rates we charge, which are around 9% for our short-term loans. And so you can, and just, you know, what is, how a mortgage pool fund works, what's its structure, and stories about the type of people we've helped out.
Yeah, because that's the first question I would ask is, you know, who's going to borrow it? I mean, like, what's your typical interest rate and points you charge?
Well, just to finish what you were about to say is that every week we get calls about the fund. They say, with bank rates so low, why would anybody borrow from you? Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, have you tried to get a bank loan lately? Do you realize how long it takes today to get a conventional loan? Do you realize how hard it is if you're self-employed to verify your income? I mean, all of these things take time. I mean, the average conventional loan takes 42 days to close. And when you're competing with buyers in a competitive market, and the Bay Area is very competitive, you don't have the luxury of time. And if you're self self-employed, or if you've recently changed jobs, or if you move money around in your accounts and don't let it sit and do nothing, because banks love what they call seasoning. All of these things impact your ability to get conventional financing. And so we're very popular for people who need a fast solution to purchase property. And then they just go to their mortgage broker and say, hey, can you get me a cheaper conventional long-term loan? And they say, yes, if I have in the next, 45, 60 days, I can get you a great loan. And that's typically why people come to us.
Now, Nam was mentioning about the webinar. What about any live events?
So we're going to be at a private family office event in Sonoma next week. So that's not open to the public. I can't wait to go to that one. Joe Montana's been invited to speak at that event.
Well, he wants to hear you.
But it's private. So I've got a lot of Joe memorabilia that I'd maybe I'll bring one along and say, hey, can you sign this again? I need a more current signature on this one. Then we're going to the Opal family office event, OPAL. They're an organization that produces a lot of real estate and investment events. They have an event on October 25th, 26th, and 27th in Napa. And if you're interested in learning about investing, Google that one, Opal Family Office Events. We'll be there. I'm on a panel on that event. So I'm going to be talking about debt funds as an investment. I'll be on a panel with people promoting equity and other alternative types of investments. And I'll be talking about our experience and our outlook when it comes to debt fund investing, which is what we do at Pacific Private Money.
And so far, both events are still on, even with the devastation of the fires.
Just this past week, the sponsor of both events, separate sponsors, sent us emails. They are working on plan Bs because that was something that was really unknown in the beginning of the week as to whether or not the fires would continue to spread. But no, those events are still going forward. So look forward to seeing everyone.
Our thoughts and prayers from the Best of Investing are out to those people who affected by
Absolutely.
The fires. All right, we're going to cut out for the day. Here's our thoughts for the day. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. And attitude determines how well you do it. That was said by Coach Lou Holtz, football coach, right?
Nice.
And losers quit when they're tired. Winners quit when they've won, said Unknown.
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 Nice.
All right.
Losers quit when they're tired.
Give out your information one more time before we go.
Sure. It's real simple. PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. We're always adding content to the website, so go to the resources page. We've got videos. We've got radio show rebroadcasts. You can listen to past shows. There's all kinds of stuff. Downloadables. You bet. It's all great. It's all there.
Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.